Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
I gotta tell you, folks, I am so excited for today's show, not only because Andrew Raycroft's going to join us to talk hockey at around 11:25, and maybe we hit another parlay and we got Lou Merlone, but at 1:30, we're going to introduce you to Strudel the Furry. So if you like Strudel, ladies and gentlemen, at 1:30, you are going to get a big old Strudel story.
And really from 12:45, the stories are... Actually, so unbelievable.
It's what Radio Chick 81 always says, the off the rails Friday in the final hour.
It's true, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Although next Friday, we're going to have to be on point because we'll be in Detroit.
So excited now about our dinner. Our buddy dinner.
Are you going to the right place or not?
No, we'll see.
Here's what I've learned.
What have you learned,
Chris? Let it happen.
Yep.
We can always clean it up later.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
I like that.
And if I feel like it's got to be a whoa, wait a minute, then I'll throw up the stop sign. But otherwise, it's like, okay. It is wild how Christian and my wife are so alike. Like, reactionary, can be impulsive at times.
Nick, do you co-sign on this?
I've never met his wife, but it sounds like you.
Okay. All right.
She's been like, oh, I think you're exactly like Christian. There have been stuff that you and I have talked about where I'd be like, oh, yeah, my wife thinks this. And it's like, yeah. Oh, I'm completely with her.
Same way.
My wife's been all over me on the whole, I have thousands of questions for Christian. And I'm just like,
You should bring her on and let her ask him.
No.
Why not?
No.
You know, she does have the ability to call
if she wants to. Well, first of all, that would require her to be up.
Betsy.
No. The questions that she has for you are not airable.
Like what?
I can't roll one out.
Come on, make it, clean it up.
I can text you one.
All right, text me when.
No.
Tell me during the break.
No, I think
because there's
it would
no way we're getting to the Rodney stuff in this.
We are. Yeah, we are because it's quick and hot fire from Rodney Harrison, who I guess was doing like. All I know is that dopey Jack Collinsworth, and then you had Dungy, and then you had. So I don't know if this was like an NBC pre-draft press conference thing, or if this was from a podcast or whatever.
It looked like an NBC like mock draft.
That's
thing.
What I couldn't figure out what it was, but all I know is Rodney Harrison, boy Fourier, you want to talk about a firm opinion? Here is Rodney on the number 3 pick.
Rodney, what do they do at quarterback talking about the Patriots?
Well, you're probably going to have to find something in the later rounds or possibly even trade for a quarterback, but there's no way I'm spending the number 3 pick overall on Drake May. There's no way.
Wow.
So they didn't ask him why?
I think there is a little bit more of that in terms of the – we do have the longer breakdown with Rodney and Dungy. You got that, Nick, right?
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Well, let's add to it, and then we'll carry it over to the top.
You talked about two young quarterbacks, but to me, this is not where the Patriots want to take Drake May or, at least Drake May. I don't think he's a top 3 pick. This is an opportunity You look at the guys, the talent that they have on that roster, not a whole bunch, especially on the offensive side of the ball. DeMario Davis, Tyquan Thornton, Kayshawn Boutte, they don't have a lot of talent. So I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm taking him with the third pick overall. We talk about him being a generational talent. He is the 2024 version of Randy Moss, big, fast, can catch. He has no weaknesses, coach. And you coached his dad. You know how much of a pain in the butt his dad was at 5'10 around the league. Can you imagine this young man and the imprint that he can make on New England? And I just don't think Drake May is worthy of the third pick overall. I was thinking about this.
That's good, Nick. What do you make of that? He's with me on the whole take Harrison. I've just given up.
No, and I don't think you should because I think there's – see, I told you, like, if I said this last week, I said it again this week, I just don't see – a big difference between Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix. There's subtleties and there's differences. Unless you are forcing yourself, you are convincing yourself that Drake May, with his measurables and his pedigree, with his athletic family that he comes from, his dad and his brothers and all that stuff, and everybody plays in college, everybody plays basketball or football, or dad, everybody's mom.
He's been groomed
for this. He's 6'4". Mm-hmm. I mean, so he is your – if you know, it reminds me of that scene in Moneyball. Have you seen Moneyball?
I have.
They're talking about –
it's one of seven.
They're talking about what's his face's character? The main character in the whole
Billy
movie.
Billy Bean.
You're talking about Billy Bean when
played
he's a
by
kid.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. When he's a kid, right? And the scouts are talking to his parents. He's like, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Bean, you know, he's a five-tool player. He can run, he can hit, and he can field, he can hit with power, he can do everything. And you're sitting there going, wow. It's like if you can convince yourself based on Drake May's measurables and college film that he's a five-tool player and he can do everything. You know, when we get him into our system, we get him with our coaches and our weight room, this guy is going to be a star. He wasn't. Just like other players haven't, even though they had the same kind of attributes. If you look at them without allowing yourself to be influenced and unbiased and you just look at it for what it is, there's nothing J.J. McCarthy, there's nothing Drake May can do that J.J. McCarthy can't. Now, Michael Penix is a different story, but as far as those two guys, what you're looking for, 2 inches, an inch and a quarter, an inch and three quarters is the only difference in my book. That's it. Height. That's the only thing. They both run really well. They both can run quarterback power. They can both escape if they need to. All of them can.
Well, I think what you're forgetting is that now everybody is going to get what they want, which is, Bill's gone, so we now draft for need around here. It doesn't matter where the player slots in.
Yeah.
And then you have the de facto GM sounding a little thirsty. A little thirsty was Elliot Wolf. It seems like maybe they aren't sold on a quarterback at number 3 based on what old Elliot was rolling out there yesterday. But I want to continue to pick this up. Because this is people didn't want Bill at the end.
Well, yeah,
and now it should be, well, to hell with it.
Yeah.
Who cares if you're overdrafting someone? Because if you're anti-Bill and the anti-way he ran the draft, then I would think you'd be running around like a puppy with two Peters waiting to overdraft a quarterback at 3.
So that,
let's continue this.
Yeah, because I want to get your bullcrap meter off this next Elliot Wolf soundbite from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It sounds it is the verbal version of what I think is an Instagram post of a partially topless someone online looking to get hearts and clicks. We'll get to all that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!